Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store still trying to solve this new mystery. Listen.
Well, did you look good down here in the cellar?
Yeah, I went down there.
I mean, did you look everywhere?
Yeah, I believe I did.
Never even found a trace of the diamond, huh?
No, not a trace.
Granny, that's curious, the way that thing disappeared. Just can't imagine what happened to it. I don't ordinarily believe in ghosts or spirits, but I don't know how else could have took the thing.
No.
The lamp weren't out more than 2 minutes, I don't think, was it?
No, I don't believe it was, no.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't see how anybody could have sneaked in the cellar and got it in that short of time. And I know he couldn't got out again before ever you got the lamp lit without being saw by one of us.
No, you're right, Lum. He couldn't have.
And they ain't no place down that where a fella could hide.
No, it's pretty small all right down there.
When you was holding the lamp there and it went out, did you feel anything or feel anybody blowing on it?
No, I never felt a thing.
Granny, that's cute. That thing's hainted, that's all they are to it.
Well, I've said that all along.
It couldn't have dropped out of the box and rolled nowhere because the box was sitting right there on the floor.
Yeah.
And even if it had, we could have found it again the way we went over the place last night.
Yeah, well, of course, there's one way to look at it, Lum. Now, it might be a good riddance, you know. And there's no telling what dreadful thing might have happened to you if you'd have kept that diamond.
Well, to be right honest, Abner, it is sort of a relief not to have to worry about it. But on the other hand, it still gives me a kind of a creepy feeling the way it disappeared right in front of our eyes that way.
Yeah.
I wonder just how much magic's that Hasari could do.
Magic's?
Yeah, I know he's back of this somehow.
Well, I know he is, too, as far as that goes.
Reckon he could make himself invisible?
Well, if he was in that cellar last night, he must be able to, Lum, for I never seen him, I know that.
Granny, I had the worst dream last night. I dreamt I was in a well, and Hasari come sliding down the rope. Only instead of looking like he does, he had a sort of a gopher's head with big, long teeth.
And I believe he wouldn't look quite so scary that way. Might be a little improvement in his looks, actually.
Anyway, he kept coming closer and closer to where I was, and... Hey, what's that?
Huh?
Look on the floor there by the door.
What? Oh.
Ain't that another note?
It looks like an envelope of some kind. Want me to get it?
Yeah. What's he want with me now? He's got the diamond. Ain't he satisfied?
Doggy, this envelope's got your name on it, all right. Mr. Lum Edwards.
Oh, me.
Hi, doggies, Lum. It's got perfume on it, too. Just smell that.
But don't hold it so close to me. It's more than likely some kind of poison.
Poison? How can you tell?
I don't know. You open it up and see. Just don't get it too close to me while you're doing it, though.
Yeah, all right. Doggy, this is the nicest smelling poison I ever smelled. I'll say that first.
What does it say?
Well, just a minute. I'll get it spread out here. Says, Dearest Lum.
Dearest?
He sure is a friendly fella, ain't he?
Yeah.
Dearest Lum, I have a lot of papers to correct at the schoolhouse tonight, and I wonder if you would be kind enough to walk home with me about 10 o'clock tonight.
Well, what's he correcting papers at the schoolhouse for?
Oh, well, wait a minute. This ain't from him, Lum.
Huh?
It's signed Love, Emmeline.
Emmeline?
Yeah, look her.
Well, bless her heart. Bless her little heart. Did she ask your right dearest there?
Yeah, let me see. Well, look right there. and it says Love down there at the bottom. Look at that. Ain't that sweet?
Granny, this is the nicest thing that's happened to me in weeks.
Well, what'd she want to send you poison for, Lum?
That ain't poison. That's perfume.
You said it was poison.
Well, whatever it is, it's wonderful. Granny's dearest Lum.
What'd you say?
Love, Emmeline.
Oh.
What time did she say she'd be there?
Let's see. It's right here. 10 o'clock, it says.
10 o'clock. Wonderful world. Abner, will you watch the store the rest of the day?
Rest of the day? Well, Lum, it ain't 10 o'clock yet, Lum. It's a long way from
now, I know, but I got to iron my breeches and shine up my shoes and I don't know what all. Granny,
dearest love.
As the hour approaches 10, we find Grandpappy Spears spending a happy but argumentative evening playing checkers with Abner at the Peabody home. Their wives are attending a Red Cross gathering at Mrs. Barton's house.
Hey, go ahead, Abner. It's your move.
No, it is. I'm just studying here. Don't try to rush me, Grandpap. Now, doggies, I can take just as much time as I want to. Ain't again the rules of the game.
All right. Take a feller like you more time to figure something out than an ordinary feller.
I had something in mind. You hollered at me and jarred it out. Let's see now. What was I aiming to do?
Have you heard how Squire Skimp's getting along?
Move that right there. Oh, all right, I guess. Doc Miller operated on him last night, taking his appendices or something out. Now, Skimp says he's resting easy today.
Oh, well, good. That's on easy about him. Everybody's sure been getting banged up lately, ain't they?
Yeah.
Dick Huddleston, Ulysses S. Quincy. Reckon why all these things happens all at once this way.
Well, it's hard to say, I reckon, Grandpap. I don't guess it'll happen much more, though. Well, I believe I'll move that right there. That's it right there.
It's about time.
How?
I thought the women folks would get home from the Red Cross meeting before we made up your mind there.
Well, I might move slow, but that's just because I'm planning out a bunch of tricky stuff.
Tricky stuff?
Well, let's see. You just try to get out of that here. So
oh, that don't bother me none. Just right where I want you to move.
Yeah,
I've got you right where you want me now. Just been waiting for you to make that mistake. Fact is, I led you into it.
Prattle. Don't be doing so much talking. Let's see, get out of it.
Yeah, let's see. Wasn't that your ring there?
Ring? Did the phone ring?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'll see. That don't go moving no men now if this is some trick of yours to get me away from that board. Hello? No, Mom, Elizabeth went to a meeting over at Miss Barton's, and she ain't home yet. Oh, I see. You're calling from her, huh? Oh, yeah, all right. Well, I'll tell her when she gets home. Well, much obliged, Miss Emmeline. Goodbye.
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, Elizabeth started home from the meeting, forgot her pocketbook. She's always losing her pocketbooks or her gloves or something, leaves them somewhere all the time.
Is it time for that pigeon-toed meeting to break up already?
Well, yes. Might not 10 o'clock. Old Law must be on his way to the schoolhouse long about now.
Schoolhouse?
Yeah, he got all fancied up for tonight.
For what? What's he going to do?
Oh, it wasn't much. Miss Emmeline just sent him a note today saying she had to correct a lot of school papers over at the school tonight, and she wanted Lom to come over and walk home with her.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Say, wait a minute. Wasn't that Miss Emmeline you just talked to on the phone?
Huh?
I heard you say goodbye to Miss Emmeline, and she's calling from the Bartons, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was calling to tell... My dog is, wait a minute, that's right. Maybe she meant she's going to work late tomorrow night. I better call her back and get this straightened out, Grandpa.
Yeah, be a shame for Lum to walk over there for nothing.
Why, sure, especially after he spent might nigh all day on in his britches. He's got a crease on them things to where he's going to cut himself if he crossed his legs.
Yeah, you ought to have him sewed in there. I got charity sew my seams in there.
Hello? Miss Barton? Is Miss Emmeline there? Could I speak to her, please, Mom?
When is Lum and Miss Emmeline going to get hitched?
Oh, I don't know. Lum keeps saying it, all her women. Hello? Miss Emmeline, this is Abner Peabody. Say, wasn't you going to meet Lum over at the schoolhouse tonight at 10 o'clock? Well, what night did you mean, then? Tomorrow night? Well, didn't you write him a note today? You never...
And they hauled it away to the mill. Oh, Miss Emmeline. Miss Emmeline. It's me, it's Lum. Whereabouts are you?
Your Miss Emmeline is not here, but I am.
Huh?
Welcome, my friend.
Sorry.